Hello, my sweet little thing. I've been trying to record this for you for days. I've just been so busy, and when the time I finally get around to, when it's all quiet, I'm so very sleepy. So, today I've decided to record it in the morning for you. Because I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. And I want to tell you exactly how my fantasies play out when I think about you. So, to be honest, girls have always made me nervous. I feel forbidden, and they're so hard to understand and get a read on. With boys, I can usually tell, or, you know, just push until something happens. But with girls, I never know if the signs I'm seeing are real, and if I try and fail, it just feels so much more bitter. It really stings a lot. But anyway, let's keep things positive. I tell you that to give you a bit of background on why my female fantasies are so much more casual. With my male fantasies, it's always take me, bend me over, eat my pussy. But for females, I need direct instruction. So I like to think about us sitting on a couch, my couch, or in a hotel. Maybe we're even lounging on a bed and watching TV, just kind of hanging out. And in my thoughts, it's the end of the day, and we had a great day. Maybe we went for a hike, or went to the beach, or I'm an amusement park girl. Maybe we went to Disneyland. Wouldn't that be fun? I would love to take you to Disneyland. But now we are back and relaxing and freshly showered and talking about sex. Because, I mean, what else is there to talk about? What else could be more exciting, or get that heat going in between my legs and that little bit of tension in my chest that I like more than talking about sex with you? And so I feel like we would have this long, drawn-out conversation. And sexual conversations tend to get me a little hot and bothered in sort of a secret way. Like I don't announce it or make any moves. I just maybe get a little bit flushed or twitchy or fidgety. And maybe you are too. Or maybe not, probably not, but maybe you notice. And so, maybe you make a joke or something, and as I laugh, just reach out and touch your shoulder. So friendly, so innocent, so casual. But, that means that touch barrier has been broken, doesn't it? It's so funny to me to think about how it's so easy for me to puff up and pursue men. But for women, you just make me so nervous. But now that I've touched you, maybe the conversation shifts to what you like and what you need and what you want. Talking about everything in abstract, of course. And maybe we get to the subject of kissing. And I probably joke about, like, oh, maybe I could kiss you. And you look at me like you're daring me with those longing eyes. And I think in reality, I would just look back and be unable to make that move forward. But in my fantasies, I reach out and I very, very gently place my hand on the back of your neck and I lean in for a little kiss. Just as friends, of course. Well, maybe that kiss is really nice. And we kind of get a little bit into it and make out a little bit. To explore each other's mouths, feel our tongues rub against each other. But, of course, that would be broken and we would just giggle like, oh my gosh, wasn't that so funny that we just kissed? And then there'd be a small, awkward silence. And maybe we'd talk about tits. How we like our own breasts to be played with and teased and touched. What gives us the most pleasure? This conversation would probably start ragging on men and how they don't know how to touch a breast, how they're so rough and aggressive and always pulling and biting and twisting and slapping, and that stuff can be fun. But for me, at least, I would let you know that I'm incredibly, incredibly sensitive around my nipples, and so aggressive play tends to make me kind of freeze up. But a soft licking, lapping tongue, oh, makes my eyelids flutter and my breath catch. I could just lie back and take that. And maybe you ask me to show you exactly what I mean. And of course, in the interest of science, I would oblige if you would lift your top and expose those gorgeous breasts to me. And I would giggle and make a joke. And then I'd lean forward and very gently run my tongue lightly over your nipples. Maybe give a little kiss. Something I really like is to just kind of suck my lips over the areola just enough so they kind of pulse on the skin just a bit before slipping between my lips. And, you know, the way to heighten sensation and bring all your nerves to the surface is to just be very gentle and light. Oh, sorry, the lick on your nipples. Oh, fuck. And you would moan and lean your head back. And my hands might come to your waist or under the curve of your breast to lift it up to my mouth. As I licked and kissed and sucked at you. And then I moved to the other one. You have to make sure things are even. Maybe I'd get bold and start to kiss my way down your belly. And since we're just, you know, two best friends hanging out under this tank top, you have nothing on but a pair of panties. I might kiss the top of your waistband. And then I kind of pause and look up at you. With this little cheeky sparkle in my eye. Because I want to keep going so bad, but I need to know it's okay. I want you to ask me to do it. Oh, I want you to ask me to so bad. You know, it's so hard for me to make the first move. It's so scary to reach out. But if I'm kneeled down between your legs with my mouth poised over where we both want it, and you ask me to keep going, well then, what can I do except oblige? And if you asked me, well, that would finally be putting the ball in my court and giving me permission to ask you just how you want me to lick you. Do you think you'd be able to tell me? I guess that depends on what kind of person you are. If you're someone who is very sexually empowered and knows exactly what they like, or at least has an idea of what they'd want to experience, because to be perfectly honest with you, in my fantasies, it's either been a while, or maybe it's your first time and you've never had a mouth down there at all. The thought of being the first pair of lips between your legs makes my pussy twitch. And so, if you didn't know what you wanted, if I asked you how you wanted me to lick you, and you just shook your head and stared at me, and you said you didn't know, just keep going. Well, I'd bring quite the devilish little smile to my face now, wouldn't it? I don't think I would pull your panties off, no. I think I would just I'm not one for too much teasing. It tends to frustrate me. But I think I would run my hands up your thighs and sit back a bit to just admire the way your panties laid against your skin. Maybe I would lean forward and Breathe my hot breath over the fabric. Lick at the cotton. Give you a little kiss. Build up the anticipation. Let you know that my mouth is really down there. But I wouldn't wait very long. Not at all. I can't wait. I want to see it. I want to... I'm so curious as to what you look like down there. So I would slide a finger under your panties and pull them to the side. And I, you know, being a woman myself, I know it's probably unlikely that you are just so soaking wet. But maybe you're a little bit hot, a little warm, a little fragrant. Oh, fuck. Oh. And your pussy is finally, oh, fuck, exposed to me. My head, so close to it. Fuck. Oh my god. So excited. But I can't get too excited, so I'd flick my eyes back up to your face. That big, giant Cheshire Cat grin on my lips. And then I would lean down. Oh. And gently swipe my tongue over your hole. Oh, fuck, vulva. Oh, fuck. Oh, and you would probably moan a little bit and twitch forward. It is so exciting, isn't it? That first lick. Oh, gosh, you want my mouth down there so bad, don't you? Me to lick and kiss and suck on where you are so sensitive. Oh, fuck. And so I do. You would spread your legs for me just a little bit more. And I would close my eyes. And stick out my tongue and tease and toy and suck on your little clit. Give it kisses. And massage it with my tongue. Oh, fuck, just as friends, of course. Just. Working my mouth over your pussy to make you feel good. Oh. Oh. Does that feel good? Do you like that? The way I lick you. Kiss at you. Fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. I love having you in my mouth like this. Oh. I'm very dedicated to your pleasure. And then after a little bit of teasing, I suck the whole of your pussy very, very gently into my mouth. Just a little bit of extra pressure. And I get my tongue under your hood and then just kind of rub it back and forth right on your clit. Not too much. Soft, gentle. Just rubbing at you the same way I would with my fingers. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Maybe you are very, very greedy in my mouth at your clit isn't quite enough. And you ask for me to put my fingers inside you. And how could I say no? So I get to pull back and look up back at your face. Your eyes are soft. Your brows are furrowed. You want me to keep going, don't you? It would suck on my fingers. Get all the sweat and salt off of them before I slide them gently into you. Pads down at first, I know what I'm doing. And then twist them till they face up. Then I would just gently pull at your G-spot, just rocking my wrist up against you. Oh gosh, you're already so swollen. I must be turning you on, aren't I? And I drop my head back down. And I continue to look at your clit. Fuck. Oh, I love licking your pussy. I can stay down here as long as you need me to. You don't have to come. There's no pressure. There's no goal in mind here. I just like making you feel good. But if I do sense that you are about to come, well, then I'd work at you a little bit harder, a little bit faster, pay more attention to my rhythm, keeping everything constant and steady, focusing on your body and the way you're reacting and the little cues you're giving me that you like what I'm doing. Oh, you're gonna come for me. Oh, you're gonna let that pretty little pussy explode in my mouth. You can, you know. It won't change our relationship at all. Unless you want it to. But I can lick and suck and fuck you. And afterward, we can order a pizza. What do you say, baby? Oh, you want to let me between your legs? Oh, I can show you just what my tongue can do. My fingers inside you, pulling at that sweet little box. Oh, fuck. You tell me, baby. You let me know exactly